This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Now, folks, you know that these guys have been on the show many times. There's never been any drama like this. I told a story earlier that happened to me twice, that I'd go to events and then swell up and get all sick. I mean, I've been bit by bees, don't have allergic reactions. I'm not allergic to anything. And, well, I'm mildly allergic to opiates. I had a broken leg once they gave it to me, made me throw up. But I'm not allergic to a lot of stuff. And I went to events, shook hands, did stuff, DVD signings, and would swell up and like 6-7 hours later and almost die. And once my dad had to actually take me to the hospital. And then I got a call saying, listen, you bastard, and in some other words, we're going to kill you next. That was on purpose. And that's what they do. They put a little rubber thing on their finger with the toxin, touch you, and you just got the call that the director of Amerageddon, Mike Norris, son of Chuck Norris, had just got out of the hospital. He'd been in his show. Somebody touched him. He thought on the neck with a suit. Just thought, and then he swole up later and got really sick. Mike Norris can barely talk. He joins us right now. Mike, tell us what happened, my friend.
Well, hey, I appreciate you guys having me on. It's been a great show with Gary. I just love listening to you guys. But, you know, I went to Florida after the shooting in Orlando, and it was very important for me to show the people that were going to see our film that I'm there with you, I support you. So I hit every theater we were in Florida in a 5-day period. Then we got called to go to Ohio. And in a show at Columbus, we had a sold-out house at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was crazy. People loved the film. I'm talking to everybody, and everybody's dressed in shorts and, you know, just very casual. And a guy, it didn't even dawn on me. And a guy in a charcoal gray suit, no tie, came up behind me, kind of patted me on the shoulder, and kind of, it's what he said. He goes, interesting film, and walked away. 12 hours later, I just feel something kind of on my neck. And I'm going, what the heck is this? And luckily I was heading home the next morning, but when I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning in Dayton, Ohio, or in Columbus, Ohio, my eyes were swollen shut. I could barely breathe through my throat. Wow. I thought, I've got to get home. And so I flew home, went right to the hospital. And they said it was some sort of, external. It was something that hit the outside of my skin that made it spread. And so thank God I was shot full of cortisone, whatever the doctors did. And so I feel better today, but it was a wake up call. But I'll tell you, I'm not deterred. I'm going to do everything I can to get this film. This film came from Gary Haven's mind. It is so important, and I will do anything to get it out there. And I'm going back out there. This is not going to scare me.
Well, you're a chip off the old block. I learned. Has your dad learned of this yet?
No, I haven't.
I remember you here like 2 years ago. Your dad said, "Hey, you know, good job. Are you willing to die for this?"
Yeah, and you know, in theory, you think you know, I'm a big tough guy. Yeah, I am, but you know, my destiny's assured. I know that, and I really feel this movie is so important for people to see and to understand what the government does not have our best interest in mind. And if this was a nefarious act that somebody did on me, shame on him. But they will not scare me. They will not scare me. I will not be deterred, but I will have somebody watching me a little more closely.
Well, I know they're upset by the big theater deals and the movie deals and the TV deals that are being made because it's getting number 2 in 27 of the first theaters, the 30 it was shown in. I mean, with numbers like this is really going to go big in the next launch.
Yeah, and we'll get it back out there after the 4th of July weekend. And, you know, it's tough right now. It's tough, but you know what? We will persevere. And I come hell or high water, this movie is important. And
Mike, stay there. I know you just got out of the hospital and having trouble talking, but I want to just finish up on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, Gary Haven, the producer and one of the major stars of the film Armageddon is here. And I never told that story, folks, because I tell you, I've been through some stuff, but I've had him poison me twice. I hate to talk about it, but it's real. Stay with us.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What they mean, what they say, mother.
Talking to Gary Haven here about our mutual growing up in the BFW area, which is like gladiator school for Spartacus. He's over here telling me his stories. I'm telling him mine. It's like, wow. I moved down here to Austin. I was in high school 5 years. My dad sold his dental offices. He owned two of them. Moved down here to get me out of trouble.
You were in the five-year program?
I was in the five-year program. And I learned kind of you were in that program, too. I didn't know that.
But actually, I was in a three-year. They asked me to leave military school the last time I had junior year.
Exactly. What do you think is so rough about Dallas? I think about the stuff I went through. It's like another world.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, Dallas is one of the few areas in Texas that we've created a dependency class. you know, and they're entitled, and you know, they look at people that actually produce, and then there's envy, and then you know the rest of the story.
How many fights do you have to get in?
Well, in military school, I went to TMI. I lived in the dorm with 350 juvenile delinquents for 3 years. And I tell you, I didn't have to fight too often because the first day of my freshman year when I walked in the door, a senior came to me and pushed me and started to slap me around. And there was a 90-pound lamp on the desk, and I gave him a concussion with it.
You have killer instinct. That's what I do.
Yeah. And so
I don't get in the fight, just have this big long fight. I try to take somebody out.
Yeah. And if you're going to fight, there's no rules. You know, and my dad was a boxer, a Marine, and grew up in a rough situation. There's no rules. And I don't pick fights. I'm a nice guy. In fact, I always support the underdog. But when somebody wants to harm me, they're going to. And that kind of brings us to where we're at today. You know, we have a lot of threats towards us. As Mike is
so emotional. Mike, let's get back to Mike Norris. The stuff behind the scenes. We got to put a camera in here just during the scenes. And but behind the scenes, I mean, it's so crazy. Like an app or something. You can see what goes on. Because people could just hear. John Harmon, come on the mic real quick. John Harmon at GCN, been my board op for 15 years. Done a great job. He's now a producer, one of the head sales guys down there, but he still runs my show because he loves it. What is it like for you, Harmon, to hear the behind-the-scenes conversations here?
It is absolutely unreal. There's so many crazy events that have happened over the... I mean, you just can't... You go home and you try to explain to people, like, hey, I did this at work. It's absolutely insane, the stuff you hear off air.
Did you not hear Rothkopf try to get me to join the New World Order?
Absolutely. Tried to recruit you. And, yeah. I mean, it literally happened.
The thing is...
This stuff is very real.
I think about the stuff that goes on in my life, and it's like, this isn't real.
It's like a movie. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's go back real quick here to Mike Norris. Mike, I know you just got out of the hospital. God bless you. You're hearing all these stories. You grew up, you know, with your dad's karate school fighting every day out in California, and crazies coming by the house with their swords. I think you told those stories. But finishing up, that's what I'm hearing about. You get somebody touches you, you swell up. I mean, it just all clicks. Where is all this going from here? What do you think of what's happening currently?
You know what? I pressed on. I just look at myself as somebody on the front lines out right now with this film, trying to get it out there. That's my mission right now. You know, I just admire Gary and you guys so much with your vast knowledge. You know, I wasn't as awake as I was 2 years ago. I'm more awake now than I was 2 years ago, and it's still a continual learning experience for me to find out what's going on. And from information I get from you, a lot from Gary, I mean, he's very persistent. I read this, understand this, this is what's going on. I mean, that's how wise he is, and that's how much I respect him and you.
Well, I just love hanging out with Gary. I tell you, there's a lot of cool people I've gotten to know in this, and you... And Gary are just some of the finest people out there. Problem is, we're all too busy fighting globalists to ever go out and get dinner. But that's the greatest part about being a patriot. I'm not saying we're perfect, but let me tell you, people that are fighting the New World Order are the most genuine, real, tough John Wayne type folks of every race, color, and creed. Compared to these, I'm sorry, I'm not bashing humpbacks, but I mean spiritually, these humpback demons like Hillary Clinton and Obama. I mean, thank God we're not like this trash.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But see, they hate the fact that we even exist.
Yeah. You know, one of the tough things is people like us and good people, we have trouble wrapping our minds around the unbelievable evil that these people, the baby killing, the killing.
The selling body parts.
I mean, we're at a weakness because we can't understand the evil that these people are. But we better wake up and try to.
That's right. I hate to do it. That's why I get so sad. I have to get in the mindset of the enemy, and I can do it. And I tell you, these are just pit of hell. I mean, these people are like a dimension portal.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton is actually a contender for the president of this country. That one woman crime wave who has a trail of murders behind her, including Benghazi, which we now hear some more details about. She's a contender for president in this country.
And then she's a Chinese communist spy.
It's amazing that she could even be considered for dog catcher.
The problem is good men and women don't have a hunger for power. We're successful. We build things. We happy. We just fade off into the... We don't want to control people. So what about that paradox Mr. Norris? What about the paradox, Mr. Haven? What do we do about the problem in history that truly virtuous, hardworking, good people, doesn't mean we're perfect, but we got goodwill. You know, we like success. We don't dislike people because they're successful. We want prosperity. Yeah. How do we deal with the fact that we're blind to the enemy? Mike?
Gary?
I mean, what do you do about that? Because it's,
you know,
just like...
I got to... My head went somewhere else for a second. I apologize. You know, if I could just back up one little second, when I was listening to the show, you were talking about Donald Trump and his philanthropy and his giving. I got to tell you, I've seen over and over and over again Gary do the exact same thing as Donald Trump, giving without anybody knowing, in the shadows, in the quiet. And then he made a comment about how he gives people a safety net and not a hammock. That resonated so deeply with me because that's what Gary's done with.
Teach him how to fish, don't give him fish.
Yep.
Yeah. And he said, you know, here's your net, no hammock. And, he entrusted me with this. And that is the greatest compliment I could ever get. And that's why I'm not afraid to go out there when I've got patriots. And I've got people like that that have got my back. I will go out there, and I will continue to fight for this movie. And one little thing I did want to say, it's like all around we're getting turned and blocked in theaters. We had a great theater in Florida that at the last minute canceled on us.
Even though you're getting like number two, number one in most of the theaters, yeah. Shelled out crowds are blocking it.
Yeah, they pulled us from the theater on a Wednesday when we were supposed to open on a Friday. And all we had was this theater in South Miami Beach in Cuban Town. I didn't care. You know what? It pissed me off. We've got to fight it. But it's just these little things that keep going on. I don't know who's doing it. Is it Hollywood? Is it the establishment? But obviously we've poked something and we've shaken up the beehive and they're starting to scatter on this. And if somebody truly, really tried to poison me, then bring it on. I'm ready.
Well, I'd like to spit some beach nut in that dude's eye and shoot him with my old .45 because a country boy can't survive.
Yes, sir. And as far as that other question, that would have to be answered by Gary.
All right. Well, Mike, we'll talk to you soon. Get better,
yeah,
brother, and be safe. I'll
right,
give it about
you.
A 90%, thank you. About 90% chance he got poisoned.
Thank you, Mike.
You said swole up. Yeah. That's in the manuals. That's what they do.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, God, I went to this event and swole up, and this one is even worse.
Yeah, his lymph nodes swelled.
My hands, neck, everything. It was like I get bee stung. And then they called him and said, listen, you dumbass.
Yeah. Yeah. That's your body fighting.
Well, I went to the next event, and the guy was like, sometimes you get poisoned. I was like, signing stuff, and he's actually poisoned while he says it. And I'm like, and all of a sudden they go, don't you get, we told you we're poisoning. I didn't add that last little part. It's so crazy. Have you ever been poisoned, Alex? What? Excuse me? What? I said, have you ever been poisoned? I'm like, oh, hi, how you doing? It's like the guy said, very interesting film. You know, like they like tell you what they're doing and when they do it.
Oh, I mean, interesting times.
I'll do like Tony Montana where they wanted to blow up a little car full of little girls. And he says, you know what? I'm going to kill those kids before I'm like you. You die. But we're going to do that politically. That's what it comes down to. We're going to do it. And we're going to defeat him. All right, I'm going to skip this network break, go to David Knight. I want Reed and others. I want to go through these calls. I don't want to cut into David Knight because he gets ready for this hour. And then, of course, he takes over the show a lot when we need him. So he does a great job. He doesn't mind. He's a team player. But we've got this special report coming up at the bottom of the hour as well. Gary Haven's here. But right now, let's go to Reed in North Carolina. Reed, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
It's an honor to talk to two patriots, the founding fathers of the modern anti-globalist revolution of 2016. Thank you so
much. I'm
hoping
those guys rise up so I can kind of go part-time, but okay, go ahead.
Amen.
Amen, brothers. Hey, couple things. The powers to be listening, especially the Trump people, we're not running against King O in this election. I think that's just going to be a dog whistle for his people. But 2.5 months away, we're going to be at the first debate, or just a short 3 months, September 26th. I don't think Hillary's going to end up doing as many debates as she would originally agree to, because if he starts waxing her, she's going to back out. Here's 2 points. I want to make sure we don't get off on all the topics typically covered in debates. This is one-time chance for America. Alex,
no, I agree. Trump should ignore the fake debate questions and savage her. And I've really been monitoring it, though. He gets some ratings, but now they only play short clips and then talk about him. They will not play lengthy clips of him now. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Yeah. Reed, good point. You know, he's staying on message, and he never says Hillary, he says the criminal Hillary. And he's even bold enough to talk about Bill Clinton being a violent rapist, which no one's been.
He's real.
Talk about.
I mean, look, he's real.
Yeah.
What do you think has happened with Trump? The intel I was given is he's been a closet patriot forever. He used to give to anti-NAFTA, that stuff. The thing is, I've been told, I don't give this to the media, but they already know it. He's a listener. He's awake. He's been all this stuff behind the scenes. You know, I mean, Trump is really going for it all.
I think it goes back to what you and I were originally talking about. Trump's become a Christian.
Yeah.
And I think Trump has a Holy Spirit in him, raising him up for this time in this place. Reed, what do you think of that?
When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. And sometimes it's Saul of Tarsus.
Yeah.
It's King David. These aren't perfect men. They're men, though.
Yeah. In fact, God never used a perfect man except for Jesus.
That's right. But God tended, like I say, God loves drunks. God tended usually to use really kind of rough, gruff, tough guys.
Yeah. Well, God made a rough, tough world, and we're supposed to act in his image and in his character. So we're supposed to be, this is a battle. You know, even Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring war.
That's right. Go ahead, caller. I'm sorry, Reed. Go ahead.
My subjects would be, guys, one subject, never Sharia. Plant that seed now. Make her swear she'll never let Sharia.
The mayor of London is making him go under Sharia, banning images of women who are wearing mini skirts on buses. I mean, Mike, I'm sorry. Just
in America, in the future, when they try to implement this, in case Trump doesn't win. Number two, an infrastructure project's going to go down, whoever wins this presidency.
The
positive would be if Trump runs it. Can you imagine the prosperity? Here's two conditions. Two conditions we need to bring up in this debate. No illegals work on the next infrastructure national project. Number two, only maybe 50% union jobs. They'll object to both.
And again, it's not that we hate the illegals themselves. They're the symbol of exploiting them and exploiting us. It stops now. Good points, Reed. My issue with his wall, though, I get it would stop some people, but they'll just get longer ladders or go under. Why not just not give welfare to people that are illegal?
I mean, yeah, that's my exact. Yeah, the wall, yeah, I love a lot of his ideas. But
that is a rhetorical stunt, right?
Yeah, and you're just not talking much about it anymore. All you got to quit doing is subsidizing financially, and then they'll go home. And then the other thing you do, I own a ranch, and I've got people that come across on visas. You know, what a novel idea. You just need to make the visa system where it's efficient, and they can come over and go home for Christmas and not...
I'm all for expanding it. We've killed all our kids with abortion. Bring in new people.
Yeah.
Just bring in hardworking, good, smart folks, not everybody with TB.
But you're exactly right. We need to teach Trump that. Quit subsidizing them, and they'll go home.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, I've got people hired from Mexico as interns here who are smart, hardworking, great, came here legally.
Mm-hmm.
We love them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use that as a stunt to say, oh, look, I got people from Mexico working in my office. They came here legal. They're smart. They do a great job.
Yeah.
They got the job because they're kicking ass.
Alejandro and I were at, I speak Spanish.
Yeah.
We were having a long conversation here the other day.
Absolutely. I don't usually use that as some set piece points. I don't care. Do the job. You're nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where you're from. Just be here legally.
Yep.
All right. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to who's been holding the longest here. Who's been Mark in Canada. Mark, you're in Canada. You're on the air with Gary Haven of the Amerageddon, the movie.com. Go ahead.
Hey, Gary. Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you both. Want to give my love out to Mike. Hope he's doing well.
Absolutely. That's scary, folks, because I know Mike's not a drama queen. He's pretty freaked out.
So, Alex, knowing that you're going to the DNC RNC, came across a bit of a hacked account thing online. They call it the summer chaos. Starts out talking about Mrs. Lynch recently.
They got leftists out stabbing people. I get it.
Yeah, saying they want to declare martial law and keep Obama in office with these people they're bringing in on buses, 68,000 expected to drive into Cleveland. So didn't know if you knew that or just give you a heads up.
I do. I'll be there. I'm going to be out there. And I'm not looking for trouble, but if any little communist tries to hit me over there with a 2x4, they're going to get their jaw broken. You can believe that.
And I was invited, too, but I'm not going.
Why that?
It's a little too exciting. Yeah, this is the perfect opportunity for a false flag.
It's so historical, though. Yeah. I hear you, though, but, I mean, what about Hillary, though? You know, all those little Bernie people that got, I mean, Bernie clearly won. They stole it from.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? He hasn't endorsed her, but he said he'll vote for her. What does that mean?
Can you imagine communists watching two guys sitting there smoking cigars on TV? That has got to really upset them.
Especially if they knew where these were from.
These are unbelievably delicious. But it's the culture and the soil of where cigars originally came from. It's good, not the commies hijacked it in 1961.
That's exactly right. I like to think there's some beautiful women in a unnamed island that roll these, you know, with maybe nothing on.
A large hat. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish up, Mark.
Yeah, no, and I just wanted to point out it's both DNC and RNC, and it's actually a whole message between a bunch of people on BLM from New York, it looks like, and says they're messing over Bernie and they have to push the rhetoric of Trump being a racist. So, you know, not much difference.
Oh, my gosh, not a racist. The Chinese government has mobile execution vans killing all the Buddhists, but that's okay. We're racist because we don't want open borders. Oh, my God.
Crazy.
It's the most intellectually bankrupt crap I've ever heard in my life. Thank you, Mark. Good point. Sean in Washington, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First time, long time. Just a side note, that central casting comment you made earlier was hilarious and on point because I work for the industry and I know him well. And I'm going to do my
best. Oh, yeah. Hillary Clinton could be like a lady that runs a mortuary that kidnaps kids and, like, dissects their brains on live TV to another dimension that demons watch. And that'd be the movie I'd cast her in, right?
Oh, yeah, she's right out of central casting for sure. And I'm going to do my best to promote the Armageddon movie. It looks like an amazing film, and I think a lot of people should see that film. I've seen the previews for it. And, yeah, that's...
Well, thank you, brother. What else is on your mind? Thanks for holding so long.
Oh, no problem. I just kind of wanted to relay how I came to be a Trump supporter. I wasn't at all when this first came to be, when all this
started. You weren't born a Trumpkin.
No, I wasn't born a Trumpkin, but I definitely am now. I mean, being a constitutionalist, I was obviously a Ron Paul supporter. I was a Ron Paul delegate last election, and so I was circling Rand this time around. He dropped out. And so I went to Ted Cruz, and then I started doing some research and found out what a snake oil salesman he was. And then I started
He's definitely a Bush dropping. He's like a Bush little pod child.
It's disgusting. And so I started doing some research on Trump and found out what a constitutionalist and a nationalist he really was, and how he did have the best interest of the American people at heart. And you can see that more and more.
Well, exactly. Look, what he's doing is irrevocable. No shill would be doing this. This is devastating. He saw the wave of populism. He's been a closet patriot. The evidence was there. He jumped on. He's committed. And he's going all the way. It's history. It's you know, they say that circumstances make the man. You got to already have the will to do it, the right stuff, but it's stepping into the circumstances that takes you to the next level. And Trump's only a manifestation of that. Gary Haven?
Yeah, you know, and he's fearless. You know, they killed a sitting president. He is a greater threat to the establishment, to the elitists, to the world movement.
And Kennedy.
Than even Kennedy was. Man, this guy's got guts, and I admire that. I may not agree with all his policies.
And Private Joker might be silly and ignorant, but he's got guts, and guts is enough.
Yeah, and he's got enough money where he's not buyable. So I'm excited about him, and I just hope and I pray that he is protected divinely.
I pray for Trump every day with my children. Well, that's the thing. People that are sold out and have no soul, I guess, or no spirit, they think, oh, my God, money. Why not sell that success or being on TV or whatever? It's like, they don't get how valuable it is to have real things you stand for that you know are right and not waver on those. That's the real, that's the property. That's who you are. That's the real dimensional strength. These people are so blind. They have no idea. They think honor is just some stupid thing. They have no idea. It's the substance of everything. It's what civilization's built on.
You know, I think you hit on something. Trump is showing us honor. And I tell you what, we need to emulate. You know, his boldness, his honorableness, his fearlessness. This is our opportunity. He's given us permission to speak freely, and we need to take advantage of it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sean. Look, we got Rob in Mississippi. We got Sarge. We got Steven. I was going to air this big special report, but I think we're going to air that on the nightly news tonight now, and I'll air it tomorrow during the show. It's like 15 minutes long. It's really powerful. You stayed up a couple nights late to do it. And I was like, dude, just stop. You know, don't kill yourself. He's a little bit of a grumpy possum yesterday at the office. I understand that. The dude killed himself for this. That's why we're not going to air it. But we're going to put it on. We're going to put them on Nightly News tonight and then YouTube. It'll be up on InfoWars.com because I want to give David Eisman sitting in the other studio for 30 minutes, all wound up, ready to go. Gary, I know you're trying. You need to go somewhere. He wants to say hi to David Eisman in 5 minutes, and then we'll punch out, let him go. And then if he wants to, it's up to him. I know we talked to Rob in Mississippi, Sarge in Alabama, and Stephen in Florida, but really he's been holding the longest is Rob. We should at least get to Rob. But David Eisman's coming up. I'm Alex Jones here with Gary Haven of AmeriGettingTheMovie.com. We're with InfoWars.com. It's under attack on the New World Order. You might want to promote it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Bon Jovi fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. And there is quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true.
Save a few. We're left in two.
He only did what he had to do.
And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
People go to Green Hall.
No.
Oh, man.
I've heard of that.
Oh, this music. Oh.
Old school song, Texas. No, I know what it is, Gary. You know, I was thinking about going to see Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson in like Corpus Christi or something. We were looking at buying the tickets with Weldon Henson, one of my guys that works here. He's a big country music singer himself. They play him on XM, and he's got, you know, pretty big deals. He still works here. He's been here like 12 years. Right after he got out of the Air Force, he came to work here before he started his band, but now it's almost so successful he may have to leave. And we were talking about going down and listening to Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson. And I know Willie, been friends with him for years. He kind of goes through the motions now. Merle Haggard's still, like, all there. And I was like, you know, let me think about it. And then, boom, he died that weekend. But I was almost, I've never seen Merle Haggard.
Yeah, I hadn't either. That would have been a treat.
Kind of a bummer. Yeah, he's a great guy. Gary Haven, he's the producer, but also one of the major stars in AmeriGettingTheMovie.com. And we've got David Knight here with us. David Knight, you've been sitting in the wings, ready to host the fourth hour. What do you make of all the epic things that are happening? I haven't talked to you yet today. I've been so busy. You think I'm exaggerating how epic Trump's speech is, saying she's a communist Chinese spy working against America? Because it's true. It's over the top, but, you know, you got to tell the truth even if it's over the top.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it was a great speech. And, you know, Alex, I can't remember the last time I've heard a presidential candidate really talk about the Constitution and talk about what it says and talk about our independence. And that's what we saw in this speech. I've got an article here from the Wall Street Journal where they attack him for what they say is his 18th century protectionist views. But I would ask them, you know, why can't we have competition with insurance companies between states? We're supposed to have free trade in America. It's a good thing if we have free trade globally.
It's all
but we can't
managed
have free
BS.
Trade.
It's exactly. All managed crap.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, we had George Will making the rounds on all the talk shows this last weekend, and he's
the guy that says that there's a sovereign Republican Party and screw the voters.
Yeah,
that guy that writes articles in the Washington Post.
That guy.
That crazy kook.
That's right, and he's listing all of these libertarian economists as if he was a libertarian. Milton Friedman, all these others saying, you know, look at what they said about free trade, and Donald Trump wants to get rid of this, and it's like, you know what? There's nothing about free trade in this.
It isn't free trade when a secret tribunal writes one-sided screw jobs.
That's right. It is managed crony capitalism, but yeah, to the extreme. And this is a global movement that's going on. People aren't talking about what's happened in Italy, what's happened in Iceland and elsewhere.
By the way, I forgot to say, it was 8 nations that won referendums. Now it's all 30.
Yeah.
I mean, this is exponential.
Well, we had 19 out of 20 mayoral elections in Italy that were won by a Eurosceptic party. 19 out of 20. All they'll talk about is that Rome has a woman mayor for the first time. They don't talk about why she was elected and why the other 18 out of 20. And she's a lefty. Yeah, she's a lefty, even though they're Eurosceptic. So they like to portray it as a far-right, extremist, xenophobic, racist movement. And yet here in Italy, it's all against that, okay? But it is a Eurosceptic movement.
By the way, I got mobbed my first trip ever to Italy. I mean, they were like bigger listeners than walk around Austin.
Yeah.
By the way, in Mexico, I'm not bragging about Alex Jones, but I was in Mexico for a week fishing on Cancun and Isla Mujeres. I was mobbed. The Mexicans loved me. And they were like super informed. They were like more informed than Americans.
Well, they're more desperate to have their country back than even we are. It's been stolen by the narco government in that country. By the way, David, good to see you, man. You did a great job on our movie, Marageddon.
Well, thank you.
You do a great job here every day, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you for including me in it. That was great. I really enjoyed seeing it. Went to the premiere when it happened here in Austin.
And you took your family, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we all went.
It was amazing that it opened number two in the theaters it was in, 27 out of 30 theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people there.
Well, David, I'm going to hand the baton to you, my friend. And if you choose to take these callers, I know it's sometimes hard to take my callers on your show, but if not callers, you can call back tomorrow. I apologize for getting everybody. Please remember, we're also listener supported. We're selling the new Hillary for President shirt at cost so that I can pay for putting airplanes 2 days in a row. So that'd be 4 days. 2 days in the RNC, 2 days in the DNC. It's $60,000 to do that, $30,000 per event, and then $5,000 for the banner, which they think will probably rip by the DNC. So they're recommending I buy two. So I think I'm going to fly Infowars.com one day, Hillary for President the next. But it's the big jumbo banners. It's the big fat ones. You normally see like beer ads on it. It's not like the little skinny one. It's big, huge ones. So they get like turbo props to do it so they can really drag a gigantor one. I mean, it's really obnoxious. So I'm going to do it regardless, even though we might run out of money around here. By the way, I feel what's happening historically, where this year, nothing bad about having profit to be secure and strong. I'm not even paid this year. And I intend now to look at the budget and not be paid this year and hire more editors, camera people, reporters, you name it, and you know, try to give raises to the great folks who are doing good jobs around here. For you, the listeners who are supporting us, know I am so committed. I'm putting everything in I've got. And I've told Trump this through channels and on air. Trump, put a billion in. Like, you know, commit, because you've got, he's already committing his life, he's already risking his life. He's trying to raise money, you know, from grassroots. He doesn't want it from other rich people. I get it. I think Trump should really just commit and probably give 10% of his money. This is history. He's all in. His will is now tied into this. What do you think, Gary?
Yeah, you know, he needs to do it. But I tell you what, his fundraising is scary, abysmal. I read yesterday he's got $1.5 million in his account. Which
it's almost like sabotage inside there. I could raise him $1 million in a day. I mean, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, so he...
I've been told... I don't even want to tell people. I'm not allowed to talk. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the Republican Party needs to step up and do their part.
They're in there sabotaging him.
Oh, they are. But there's enough of us that can demand that these damned establishment Republicans support the party for a change, support us and our children.
Oh, we're going to hold these people accountable later.
Yep. But he's got to get his fundraising in order.
But that makes it even more real that he isn't taking the big money and they're sabotaging him. I mean, he's obviously good. How could people not get behind Trump right now? They're insane if they don't.
Part of it is he said he didn't want any money because he didn't want to be bought and paid for. But he didn't make that clear that was just for the primary. The general election, Hillary's got $1 billion coming from all the moneyed interests, all of the elitists, all of the globalists. And the good news is Trump doesn't need $1 billion. He's $500 million because he's got the truth on his side. And I guarantee you the truth is worth at least $500 million in this campaign.
And they've got all these fake super PACs out. He doesn't even have one gathering the money. It's even his enemies. It's hard to even get him the money when you want to.
Yeah, you know, I gave $1 million last presidential election, and I had to hold my nose to do it with Romney. But this time around, if I can... And I've been invited three times to be on Trump's advisory committee. I was invited to go to the spiritual program they had in New York last week. I wasn't able to go. I need a few minutes with him. But this is the first time I've said it, I would write $1 million check.
Well, that's better than his people can do in a month. So, wow.
Well, there's a lot of people like me.
I know. I don't know how. Look, I don't like to get conspiratorial except when it fits. The way he's raising money means it's deliberate, because I know people like you that are ready to give him together like $10 million now. I could get him $10 million in a week.
Yeah.
So I just don't know how he's not doing that. It's crazy. We're ready to kick Hillary Clinton's ass.
Yeah. I'm going to ask him that question when I get a chance to sit down.
Well, I mean, you know, the people we thought were good getting in there, even folks that are very close to Trump that have worked with folks for years are saying we're really worried. They think they think people are getting threatened. Yeah. You know, the new head of the campaign, people said is good and everything, but he even folks that know him well are saying this doesn't make sense.
But he's good, you know, he's a brilliant CEO, and what that means is that he gathers the smartest people around him, and then he makes the final decision. So he just hadn't taken the time to develop his campaign contribution.
Well, sure, because in business, it's whoever did the best at jobs. You know who was successful, you hire them. With this, it's like you're hiring from the political class a bunch of scum.
Yeah.
You try to hire the least scummy.
Yeah.
Well, they were least scummy because they never got to go to the head of the trough. They just convert to, you know, inside deals immediately.
Yeah. You know, so many people are bought and paid for. You know, I know Karl Rove quite well. I've spent some time with him. Even Karl Rove is talking about getting behind Trump. You know, and that
should.
And Rove, I don't think he's the demon everybody talks about. He is a political operative who's committed to getting somebody elected. That's what he does.
He wants to win.
Gift is. Yeah. I think if Trump reaches out to him, that he'll get that army of people that know how to do this moving in Trump's direction. But he needs to reach out to him.
Well, he has the database.
You know what? I think I'm going to call Karl Rove and have this discussion now that you mentioned it.
Well, I mean, all I know is Karl Rove could raise $10 million in about 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I can raise $10 million for Donald Trump in a week, and I'm not bragging. That's easy.
Yeah, Rove.
I don't understand how in hell he can't do this. I mean, I raised Ron Paul $5 million in one day. Ron Paul said that on air.
Wow.
I'm not bragging. I don't understand this. I mean, he can't raise $5 million in a month.
And Rove raised $350 million for Romney, the pathetic loser Romney, and he got him a third of $1 billion. So I think if he and Trump make nice, that Trump can get the same movie. Because
and people say, oh, don't get dirty with him. This is the universe we're in. As long as Trump doesn't compromise on what he's going to do, I don't care where the money comes from. We got Hillary Clinton over here as a Chinese government agent. Okay, Trump. Trump's kind of like, I don't want money from people. Adelson, before Adelson offered him $100 million, I was told a week before, and everybody always says Stone. A lot of this comes from Stone, some of it doesn't, but we'll just say this. Everything Stone's told me has come true. Stone's amazing. He goes, you know, well,
you introduced me to him, by the way, last time I was on air with you.
He wants to talk to you, by the way. The point is that $100 million? He goes, yeah, Adelson, the big guy's going to offer him $100 million. And about 2 weeks later, Adelson's in the news, $100 million, but it was strings attached. And he goes, Ted Ginnard's is $200 million. And Trump said no, to his credit.
Yeah.
So that's like a third of the money he'd need to win or more.
Yeah.
And Trump, to his credit, that makes me like Trump more. But at a certain point, I'm like, well, I know he's a good guy. I want him to win. I'm the guy who's always against being involved in all this money, but he's got to have it. It's like rocket fuel to get to Mars.
Yeah.
Hillary's loading her rocket. She's got the fuel. He's got to get the fuel. I don't want to compromise. I don't want Trump to compromise. He's not compromising. But then I'm watching him not get the rocket fuel. What do we do?
Well, even with the truth, which is his greatest tool in his arsenal, he's got to get some money together. And he needs to get with it. The time's short.
I think he should just do it himself. I don't think there's any excuse here.
Yeah, and I don't think it's $1 billion. I think a $500 million plus the truth is.
Well, he's already put $45 million of his own money in.
Yeah, which is chump change, by the way. And it's amazing. He won the primary with chump change. But the general election,
his dad used to walk around picking up the extra nails at building projects. He won his dad was already worth hundreds of millions. And Trump got that tightwad thing from that, and I get that. He's good for charity, but he's a tightwad about business. He got to know. He's fully committed. He's got to just turn everything loose.
Yeah.
He's got to just, I mean, wouldn't you if you were this guy? What would you do with your fortune if you were in Trump's position?
I would leverage it. You know, and Trump's good about this. I read Art of the Deal years ago, and the way he makes his money is he uses other people's money. He doesn't put his own money at risk. That's how he built his business, and he's proud about that. That's how he needs to build his campaign. He needs to enlist other people. And I tell you what, when I donate to something like this, I have a catch too. I have a requirement, and it's called good government. That's all I want. I want good government. And there's so many people like me, wealthy people like me, who only want the same thing, just good government. You know, T. Boone Pickens is a friend of mine.
He's ready to get $40 million, I was told by us. People.
Yep. And he doesn't want anything.
You know, nobody knows that, by the way.
I didn't know that either. I'm glad to hear that. He's a great
guy.
83 years old, billionaire.
I spoke at an event he was at, Dallas.
Yeah. And so people like him, Drayton McLean, and these are just the
boys. Twilight Zone happened when I saw Dick Cheney walk by.
Well, Cheney, I think I read, is supporting Trump now. Is that right?
Yeah, obviously he has no choice, but yeah.
Well, I don't know. Look at the Bushes. They seem to think they have a choice.
Well, the Bushes hate Cheney. I think Bushes are worse than Cheney, quite frankly.
They are. You know, if people knew, you know, MK Ultra and all that kind of stuff, you know, we don't talk about that.
Some bad people.
But the George H.W. Bush, boy, that, and I know him too. I've met him. He's a funny guy. But, boy, what an evil son of a gun when it comes down to it.
Let's hand the baton to David Nye. Thanks for doing an hour and 47 minutes with us. So Gary Haven, ArmageddonTheMovie.com, coming back in theaters next week. Have a great 4th, Gary, and thank you. Let's hand the baton to David Knight in the studio next door to us on Nightly News Tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
Thank you, Alex. I want to get to our callers here. I'm going to go to Rob in Mississippi in just a moment. Before I do, I want to cover this story, what the Wall Street Journal was saying about Donald Trump, because I think it's very important how they break this down. Listen to what they said. This is their first paragraph. Trump pledged Tuesday to withdraw the U.S. from global trade alliances, saying he would exit NAFTA if it isn't renegotiated. He said he would label China a currency manipulator, and he would kill the TPP. Now, the Wall Street Journal thinks that's really bad. I think that is excellent. That's everything we've been saying. Look, you have to understand, the deception of the European Union was to come in and say, this is simply about trade. And I have Nigel Farage going to the European Union, and of course they booed him soundly there at the beginning, and he gave him back pretty good. We're not going to play that in this segment. We're going to do this on the nightly news because we don't have time. I want to get to some of your callers, but the interesting thing about it is that he said, basically, you're in denial about what's happened, and the reason this has happened to you, he said this to the European Union in Parliament, as they're jeering him and booing him, he says, the reason this happened to you is because you sold this to people as an economic union when what you were doing all along was a political union. even when people in France and elsewhere held referendums and said they didn't want any of your political union, you did it anyway. Every crisis that the European Union has created, whether it's the economic crisis or the immigration crisis, and now here again we see with Brexit, they always argue for closer political union. And that's what this has always been about. And he called them on that fundamental lie. And let me tell you something. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is not about free trade. It is about managed trade. And when you hear a liar like George Will going on the talk shows and saying, oh, look at all these economists, everything that the Republican Party has been about, our central premise here has been about free trade. But to say, it is not free trade. It is managed. We already know how this works. We've seen the European Union. We've seen NAFTA. We know that they are building blocks. We know that we're going to the next level. And I have to say to you, on the issues that you don't agree with Donald Trump on, just as I've looked at this, you're not going to have a constitution. You're not going to have an America if you don't stop the globalism. Worldwide, people are pushing back against globalism. So we're going to talk about that tonight on the nightly news. Just before I go to the caller, let me read you this paragraph as well from the Wall Street Journal. They say, it amounts to a wholesale rejection of longstanding Republican orthodoxy. And it leaves the party with a candidate arguing against the very policies most GOP leaders have enacted and supported. He spoke longingly about a 7th and 18th century economic policy when he said our original constitution did not even have an income tax. Instead, it had tariffs. Where have you heard that? We've talked about that many times. He's saying exactly what the people need to hear. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to go to as many of your calls as we can, starting with Rob in Mississippi. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Nothing can keep me,
show. I'm Dave and I. We're going to go to your calls right away. We've got our board filled. I want to get to Rob in Mississippi first. Real quickly before we do, I just want to let you know that we have the InfoWars Select Storable Food Special, 20 to 40% off select foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That is back. That's a massive discount that you'll find there. And, of course, that's in response to that FEMA report, and we're going to have a special report on that tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, about how they wargamed this and said, well, you know, what if this were to happen, or this were to happen, or this were to happen? Looking at it and saying, well, we got a 395% increase in food prices. They called it the food chain reaction. Food chain reaction. Get it? It's a simulation. But, of course, it's just a simulation, right? Except it's a simulation with all these inputs, these disruptive inputs that we see them doing as a matter of policy. Massive migration and other things. So they're basically wargaming what they're doing to us and then coming out of the bottom line saying, you know, this might result in a 400% increase in food prices. So we put this back as a special 20 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to your calls right now. Rob in Mississippi. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, how you doing? Doing good. Got out of the military a while ago. My wife stayed in. I was talking to her last night. She's actually deployed right now. And she said something that concerned me. Basically said with the upcoming election, they put out a detail and asked a question for them saying that they're only taking males, but for 2 weeks up to a month before the election, to include the election, they're going to do a security detail.
Hmm. So what do you make of that when you say that they're going to do a security detail before the election? What is – I'm not sure. I don't.
It concerns me because in the past, they've used her, they've used them, they took security detail for the Super Bowl, but mm-hmm. I've never heard them use military for security detail for the election specifically.
For that long, okay, centered around the election, I understand, I didn't get that at first. Okay, that's very interesting, isn't it? Very interesting.
Yeah. Wow. Months, what are they, I mean, along with everything, with what's going on with Trump, what are they planning, you know?
Well, absolutely. And it truly is unprecedented. We've never had anybody speaking so plainly. We've never had anybody who is focused on how globalism is destroying us. And it is not simply Donald Trump. I mean, we see it with Nigel Farage. We see it with all these other countries in Europe. We see it unraveling because people understand what's going on. And we are at the very last opportunity to shut this thing down. If they go to the next stage of consolidation, it is going to be so much harder to get our freedom back. The more consolidated government gets, the worse it gets. And they're about to consolidate this into a world government with these trade partnerships that they're doing between the U.S. and Europe and the U.S. and Asia. Well, that's very important information, Rob. I certainly hope that they're not planning something. Let's go to Sarge in Alabama. Go ahead, Sarge.
Hey, how you doing today? I just love your show. I appreciate how you pick up for Alex.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening. Go ahead.
If I could, for a moment, I'm in the outskirts of Montgomery. I moved up here from Destin a year ago. And it's like moving into a different world as far as the media is concerned. And what I'm talking about is the NASA-type control rooms the local media represent. You know, let's go to our Washington correspondent who's in the next room. And, of course, they don't say that. But down here in rural America where the rubber meets the road, you know, it's like cutting through a 10-foot steel wall with a 12-inch bar chainsaw to get people to understand what's going on. And one of the things I'd like to say is the local media here actually, you know, represents itself to be doing such a great thing by bringing money to Selma, by keeping the racial divide alive. It's crazy. You know, this is like a different world from Destin when you're listening to the media.
However, it truly is a divide and conquer. I'm sorry we're out of time. Sorry to the other callers. And if you don't believe that it is divide and conquer, that they're worried about their political careers and their appearance more than anything else, look at the takeaway from Benghazi. Got people dying, and they're talking about their known fake narrative about it, having them change clothes multiple times because they're concerned about how it looks. Join us tonight, InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.